In just a minute, it's the news in rhyming verse in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, the foreign minister of Iran, I said that no. The president of his country was completely and unfairly misunderstood when he said, what about Israel?
That it ought to be removed from the map. Wiped off it, in fact.
That's right. Yes, that's what he said. The foreign minister acknowledges that the president of Iran did use the phrase, Israel should be wiped off the map, but it's just a big misunderstanding. I quote the foreign minister, how is it possible to remove a country from the map? It was just a figure of speech, you see. It was just playing the dozens, Middle East style.
Yeah. Yeah.
Panelists, I'm sure you'd agree. I mean, as to what the...
No, he meant it should be cleaned. That
right.
section of the map should be cleaned.
Clean, yeah.
It should be wiped with a washcloth and maybe with some pledge to give it a nice shine.
Or Israel should be given the opportunity to leave the map.
It should be shown off the map.
Right,
it should
right.
be shown to the
escorted gently to a place that is not on the map.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And isn't it just like the rest of the world to misinterpret?
Exactly.
It's just how we are, you know?
If we could just stop sticking words in Iran's mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all the twisting of the words that upsets them.
Mo, new guidelines for school plays in Wales could mean that drama clubs mounting Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, for example, may be forced to have the two lovers express their immortal passion for each other by doing what?
Is it, gosh, what? It's not like they have sex normally in the play, like in on stage. What,
well, now they have to.
No, they're not allowed to. Wait, they now have to express their love for each other.
Yes. So you know the scene, I can't remember, I think it's the end of the balcony scene where Romeo and Juliet finally meet, and under these new rules, that scene would end with a passionate what between them?
Oh, with a passionate kiss.
No, that's the traditional
what happens,
version.
With a prenup. No, with a... just to make sure that...
So in addition to Friar Lawrence, there's like Lawyer Feldstein. Come
yeah. Right, exactly, yeah.
So I'll give you a hint. In the French version of this act, you wiggle your fingers.
Wiggle your fingers?
When you...
Jazz hands? What?
No, that might be the best idea I've ever heard. Compulsory jazz hands during love scenes.
It
is the ease!
Does anyone know?
Okay, wiggle. They tickle each other.
No, I'm sorry. Does anybody know?
It's a handshake.
It's a handshake. Romeo and Juliet, under the new rules, will declare their passionate love by firmly shaking hands.
Where is this again?
In Wales, in Great Britain.
Oh,
they
boy.
They have concerns about appropriate physical contact between school children. So even in plays, they won't be allowed to kiss. And among other things, it would mean that at the end of Romeo and Juliet, in their famous passionate last scene, they'd have to change the climax so that Juliet will lament, I will shake thy hands, haply some poison yet doth hang on the pinky finger.